This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston,
San Diego. I know this. I've been to America. Trump's bringing America back. We're bringing America back. Shadow Warrior, a true trooper from North Carolina. You're on the air with Gavin McGinnis, InfoWars, and the whole shooting match. Go ahead.
Good talking to you, sir. How you doing?
Brother, it's good to talk to you. How are you doing?
Great. I'm glad and to see that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and we're all better for it. There's three things I'd like to mention to you, sir, if I could.
Please.
One thing is the Syrian, the government, and North Korea. The Syrian debacle over there was set up by John McCain when he got those illegal chemical things from Saudi Arabia come in there and do a false flag. The Russians knew it. Trump knew it. So they set it up. When it went off, they had to do something about it. So they made that missile strike over there. That's one thing. Second thing, North Korea. The Chinese just launched about 500, 600 jet airplanes going towards the north up there, towards North Korea border. They put all the people up around the border. They've got all 150,000. They went up to 175,000. They're going to put 200,000 troops around the border. Probably something going on tomorrow. The government, Trump, don't discard Trump. The way they used to do it, the old saying goes, how do you catch a fox? You bait him with another fox. So what he does in his administration is putting in people that a lot of people don't appreciate, but he's weeding out. He's saying who's coming to the surface. And Jared Kushner, he's going to out his own self. John McCain's going to be ousted. He's going to step.
No, I get it. He's bringing the enemies in to see who thinks they're – Trump's smart. No, I mean, look, he's delivering. He's doing everything the globalists hate. My gut tells me he's good, and we're seeing amazing things happen, and we think tomorrow it's going to happen. We're already, 3 hours in to North Korea's 15th when they're supposed to going to test all these weapons. So God bless you, Shadow Warrior. Please call back in again. Great point. In closing, Gavin, I mean, I hope nothing happens tomorrow, but Kim Jong-un wants to keep shooting missiles at Japan, threatening everybody. China says they may go in and nuke them first. I think that's the deal. You know, Trump said for weeks, China does something or we do it. Well, I think China said, okay, we'll do it.
Yeah, you know, North Koreans are great people. And they're very tenacious, industrious people. You have to understand the modern generation, they saw their dad go, I love Kim Jong-un. And then they watched their dad starve to death. So the ones that are alive right now have seen what kind of loyalty, what loyalty gets you in that country. And they're also industrious enough to get food and live. I mean, being alive in North Korea right now means you're smart and you know what you're doing and you're tough. So I think
I agree. I've seen a lot of photos in there. They're good looking people.
Once they chop the head off this monster, I feel confident that the body can live and thrive. We just need to let North Korea be. It's I don't think it's beyond saving now. But the scary thing is with these re-education camps, the second the first bomb goes off, these people have been told they're gonna be killed. So even if there's not a nuclear option, even if Trump sends in just a few tomahawks, that's gonna be a genocide because they're going to kill everyone in those re-education camps, and there's nothing we can do about it. We can't not retaliate. So we're gonna see a lot of deaths tomorrow.
A poor North Korea. They're like the Iranians. They've done polls. Like 80% of Iranians want out of what they're in.
You know, everyone outside of the West is dying to come to the West, which is why we have an immigration problem, because we're the best.
Gavin McGinnis, thank you so much for spending time with us, and I hope you'll join us more soon. Thank you.
I'd love to.
All right, I'll be watching. All right, we're going to come back with David Knight and more. He's got a big broadcast lineup for you the next hour. We got that special 3 to 5. It'll be at InfoWars.com with Mike Cernovich and the rest of the crew. I think I'll be joining that as well.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and you all hear that Mission Impossible music. I was going to start with some stories about Facebook and what's happening there, because not only are they in big hot water in the UK because of child pornography, child rape videos that they refuse to take down. But, of course, we've also got the calls from the former FEC member saying that we need to censor political speech. We need to be very careful about who is on Facebook. So they're censoring political speech, but they're not taking down very disturbing images there. I was going to start with that, but let's start since we heard that Mission Impossible theme song there. You know, there was a story that came out of Foreign Policy, a very establishment, statist, globalist, CFR type of outlook that they have of the world. And they're talking about the CIA, and they say, Mission Unstoppable, why the CIA is running America's foreign policy. And they said, they've been running American foreign policy, and of course, we all happen to notice, actually, especially those of us here at InfoWars have been talking about this for a long time. They've been running foreign policy since 9/11. You know, we had the coalition of the willing, or as I like to call it, the coalition of the drilling,
We have people just hitting the mantra saying, hey, let's forget this. You know, this war is really about the free flow of oil at market prices. And it's like, yeah, okay, let's just call it the coalition of the drilling. We've been fed this kind of stuff before, and it's the CIA that is putting this policy through. It's a perfect headline, why the CIA is running America's foreign policy. One of the things I think is interesting, and something, of course, as we talk about the influence of social media on this last election, a big part of what happened was WikiLeaks, wasn't it? And now we're seeing a big pushback against WikiLeaks. Now, Donald Trump liked what was being put out, and he should have liked what was being put out. There wasn't anything wrong with telling the truth about Hillary's wars, what she knew, why we were going to war in Libya. We saw the emails where they're strategizing inside the State Department saying, you know, we can't put up with Gaddafi having a metal-backed currency. He's got enough money and he's got enough gold and silver that he's putting together a currency that'll be a regional currency that'll be backed by gold and silver. We can't have that. Can't have him going in competition with the fiat currency central banks of the West. So that's really the types of things that are going on in the backroom negotiations. You need to know that. We tell you that. And you can kind of intuit that. But you need to see the documents. So it's very important that WikiLeaks put that stuff out. It's very important that we learned that the people who were hacking the election, who were hacking the Democrat primary, were the DNC officials and people like the mainstream media who were feeding Hillary Clinton questions in advance. So it was very important for us to know that. Very important for us to know how they were rigging the election against Bernie Sanders. And so it was very important for us to see what WikiLeaks was putting out there. Nobody has said that WikiLeaks has put out anything false, because they haven't. What they put out was bona fide information. And to say that it was hacked is not even true. We've had a former British ambassador say, I came to the United States, I was handed this information by disgruntled people within the DNC. I tried to say some of that to the people that I would interview at the DNC in Philadelphia. They would have none of it. They would just look at me and almost put their hands over their ears. But they would yell back at me, no, no, it's the Russians, it's the Russians, it's the Russians doing it. And so they're implying that these emails were hacked. They're implying that the elections were somehow hacked. They weren't. What they're saying is, we didn't like the fact that you got this information, that you got the truth about Hillary Clinton. They didn't like that. So it's very disappointing to see Director Mike Pompeo, who they just had a replacement election for him in Kansas on Tuesday. On Thursday, he now hammered WikiLeaks, calling the organization a non-state hostile intelligence service. And I want to remind you, because I retweeted this on my account, I retweeted what WikiLeaks put out. They said this is a tweet that was sent by CIA Director, now CIA Director, Mike Pompeo, on the 24th of July, 2016. And he, as a congressional representative, said, need further proof that the fix was in from President Obama on down? Busted. 19,252 emails from DNC leaked by WikiLeaks. So he liked it. He liked it when it worked for him. But now he says WikiLeaks is a non-state hostile intelligence service. Maybe it's the state that is hostile to intelligence, to the truth. That's the really sad thing about this. There was another release today from WikiLeaks of the Vault 7 series. First, they came out with Vault 7. I don't know if that had I don't remember if that had a keyword or not. The second one was Marvel. Not Marvel as in the comic books, but Marvel like you you know, the round stones that you play games with. That second release showed that, well, the first one showed that they were curating techniques to where they could do imposters. They could look like another agency. But they detail that in great deal in the Marvel release. And they showed how the CIA had the tools. We've heard, and of course, who have we heard this from? We have heard this, the source for all this information that the FBI is putting out, and Lee Stranahan tried to ask this question at Breitbart, and they wouldn't let him ask the question of Comey. He wanted to say, have you actually seen this stuff? Have you actually done the research? Or are you just taking the word of the people who worked for Hillary Clinton and the DNC on this? And, of course, that was the answer. So you ask these rhetorical questions. When you're doing these interviews, it's like you're doing a cross-examination as an attorney. You don't ask questions you don't already know the answers to. And they knew that the Democrats are pushing this information out there, and Comey is pushing this out there. and he hasn't looked at this information. But what are they telling us are the fingerprints that tell us that this was being done by the Russians. So I said, well, obviously this is done on a Cyrillic keyboard, and it came from this area. Well, we all know this is pretty simple stuff that you can route things around to make it look like it came from anywhere you want it to make look like it came from. And even before this evidence came out from WikiLeaks showing precisely how they make it look like it's done by on a foreign keyboard, done by foreign language speakers, we were talking to John McAfee, who said, nobody in their right mind would leave their own fingerprints. I mean, if you're a Russian and you're hacking somewhere else, you're gonna put stuff in there to make it look like you're somebody else, like you're the Chinese or you're the Americans, and vice versa. The Americans have the tools to make it look like all the stuff is coming from China or from Russia or from North Korea or from Syria or whatever. They've got a long list of different states that they use as the usual suspects to make it look like it's coming from them. And so we saw that in the second release. Now, what we've seen in the third release that came out today, this one is, they're calling it Hive. This latest batch of WikiLeaks documents exposes alleged CIA hacking techniques from Vault 7. The details, how the agency can monitor its targets through the use of malware, how they can carry out specific tasks on targeted machines. This is a multi-platform malware suite. It has customizable implants for a lot of different operating systems. Here are some of them. Windows, of course. Solaris, MikroTik, which is used in internet routers, Linux platforms, a network video recorder operating system called AVTech. They use that for closed-circuit television recordings. They're even able to hide the presence of the malware and have it self-destruct. Of course, you know, Mission Impossible, right? This virus will self-destruct in just a little while, and that's what they do. That's one of the reasons, folks, when we look at this, the first takeaway we should take from this, and we're talking about hacking elections, the first thing we need to make sure we do is keep the computers as far away from the election process and the vote taking and the vote counting as possible. Yeah, we can report this on the internet, but the election machines should not be electronic in any way, shape, or form. And it's not enough to simply say that they're not connected to the internet. And in some cases, they're trying to let people do internet voting. We never can let that happen. Never let that happen. It will be the absolute end of anything that even resembles an election. And it's getting to the point now where they can, they've been able to manipulate elections for a long time, obviously. There is some chance at local elections where they're not interested in it. But if you put it electronically, and you have electronic voting machines, they will turn the hacking of our elections by our own government into an enterprise solution. They will extend it down to dog catcher elections. That's where they will go with this stuff if you let them do this. So you have to keep this away. We have to go back to ballots that are paper ballots where we have humans of both parties sitting there watching and monitoring the account, the counting and the custody of this and the transmission of these votes. We absolutely must do this. This explains this very well. They can hide malware. They put it on the HTTPS interface. And, of course, that's what you have as kind of the backbone of the internet. They say it utilizes unsuspicious-looking cover domains so that you're not going to be aware that they're there. And, of course, it has the self-delete function. And that self-delete function we have seen over and over again used on voting machine hacks where they put something on a little thumb drive, stick the thumb drive in the machine, pull it out, the thing messes around with the vote totals for the day, and then at the end of the day, it deletes itself, so you can't find anything there. We need to wake up to what's going on. And folks, if you think that this is making us safer, you're simply not paying attention. Because one of the key things that WikiLeaks has pointed out is that as they have exposed these different tactics, these viruses, these hacks, techniques that the CIA has done, the exploits, the holes in the security system that they're able to get through. We have the people who have defense contracts who are not the least bit interested in fixing it, like Google. Google is not interested. Others are. Others have corresponded with them. And they said, we're going to release a cross-tabulation and show you the people who are interested in fixing this and the people who absolutely do not want to fix it, because the CIA does not want it fixed. The CIA knew that they had lost their hacking toolkit, and they didn't tell anybody about it. So now you've got all these criminals throughout the world who have access to your banking account if you do it online. They have access to identity theft of yours. They can steal your identity. They can steal your banking accounts. Why? Because the CIA decided that they want to be able to break in and look at anything that you do, and they could care less, couldn't care less if you have a criminal who is doing the same thing. So they're going to leave you vulnerable. That's why this whole thing about thinking that you're going to trade your privacy, you're going to trade your liberty for security and safety, that is a fool's bargain, folks. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. We're talking about a little bit of Facebook, and we're going to have Kaya Jones at the bottom of the hour.
Thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Plush animal Easter baskets so soft and cute, your little ones will want to cuddle up with them all year long. And they're filled to the brim with free candy, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, Peeps, and a free stuffed bunny. All for just $19.99. Plus, you can personalize it with any name for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and professionally personalized, all for just $19.99. And your one-of-a-kind basket is guaranteed to arrive before Easter, so there's still time to order. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 3333. That's personalcreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 3333. Personalcreations.com. 3333.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and getting a traditional bank loan can be a hassle, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant could be approved in minutes, and money could be in your account in as little as one business day. So if you need a small or a substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4040 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 4040. Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Alex Jones Show, David Knight on this Good Friday. And as part of the Easter weekend, we have put together an Easter mega special at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, this time of year, you go out and you find the special Easter candy, all the rich chocolates, the sugar-coated marshmallow peeps, all that stuff. Do yourself a favor. Get a little bit less of that. support your health, support our operation, take advantage of these specials. We've got specials, discounts from 25% to 40% off. We've got 40% off the Gravity Feed ProPure special. We've also got 25% off of these. Super Male Vitality, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, that's a drink mix. Secret 12, Vitamin B12, that's a liquid formulation. It's very easy to take. Just put it under your tongue. No injections. Same effect that you would have with a B12 injection. Super Female Vitality, also Super Male Vitality. All of those are 25% off. 25% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. So all those different things, 25% off. 30% off Brain Force Plus. And as I pointed out many times, that's my favorite supplement that we have here. It really helps me to focus. It doesn't get you jittery, keep you up all night like coffee does. It's a very effective formulation. Again, 30% off Brain Force Plus and 25% off all those other things. Super Male, Super Female, Vitality, Super 12, Vitamin B12, our Fusion Drink Mix, and Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. So support our operation, support your health, get a little bit less candy, and you can still afford these supplements at a discounted, heavily discounted price over the Easter weekend. Now we're going to have Kaya Jones coming up at the bottom of the hour. One of the things she wanted to talk about was Christian persecution in Egypt and throughout the Middle East. That's one thing that really hasn't gotten much attention, has it? Most of our focus has been on what's going on with Syria, what's been going on in North Korea. And a lot of people are very concerned about what may happen, especially in Egypt, this Easter. They've canceled a lot of services and basically going in hiding. Isn't that unfortunate that that's happening? In the short amount of time that we got left in this short segment here, I want to talk about what's going on with Facebook. As you know, we've talked a great deal about the pedophile rings that are getting busted, a lot of UN involvement in these pedophile rings, both in Haiti and in Africa and other places. Those are big stories. But let's take a look at what's going on with Facebook, for example. In the UK, they're in big trouble. This is being reported by The Times out of the UK. They say Facebook is at risk of a criminal prosecution in Britain for refusing to remove potentially illegal terrorist and child pornography content despite being told it was on the site. They failed to take it down. Basically, the moderator said, well, this doesn't breach the site's community standards. What was it that didn't breach the community standards? Okay. They flagged these things to the moderators. The moderator said, nah, that doesn't violate our community standards. Well, it was things like an ISIS beheading, several violent pedophile cartoons, a video of an apparent sexual assault on a child, a propaganda poster that glorified recent terrorist attacks in London and Egypt, which we're going to be talking about in the next section. So they didn't take that down. They said that really doesn't violate our standards. Okay. Now, the prosecutor in this, the leading Queen's counsel's name is Julian Knowles. He said and told the news that this appears, this one of these videos I just mentioned, appears to depict a sexual assault on a child. And he said, I would argue that the actions of the people employed by Facebook to keep up on or to remove reported posts. These are posts that were reported by the community, and these are employees of Facebook who are supposed to take this down. He said that should be regarded as the actions of Facebook as a corporate entity. So in other words, if you hire these people to moderate these sites when objectionable material is put up, when pedophile material is put up, when videos of sexual assaults on a child are put up and people tell you about it, and you say that doesn't violate our standards, he says, I think that is something that is owned by the Facebook Corporation because they created these people to do that. Now, while they won't take that kind of stuff down, and they're getting in hot water in the UK for that, we see that Anne Revell, who was a Democrat, and she was on the Federal Elections Commission, and remember, she came out, she wanted to target news sites, she wanted to target Drudge and say, you're posting all of this information, you're linking to articles that other people have put up there. You're hacking our election. And we got to do something about that. You are actually, by expressing a political opinion with your editorial content, she says, you are helping one candidate over another. And so the Federal Elections Commission needs to step in and monitor what the news media is doing. They need to put themselves over the First Amendment. That's what Democrat Anne Revell said. Now, she has stepped down from the Federal Elections Commission. That's good. But now she's out there saying we need to do this on Facebook because Facebook is even more important, and we got to go to Facebook, we got to go to Twitter, we got to go to social media accounts, and we have to exercise political censorship. These are the people who won't take down child porn, but they want to take down politics. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Kaya Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking to Kaya Jones here in just a moment. She contacted us and she said she was very concerned that as we see Easter approaching, there really hasn't been much discussion about the attacks that happened last Sunday on Palm Sunday in Egypt. And I agree with her. I think that's absolutely true. I covered it on the nightly news, but we've had the issues with Syria and other politics have really swamped this. I think it's very interesting how selective the media is in terms of what they try to focus on. We don't see pictures of people dying in these Egyptian churches. We just see the pictures that they want to see. Want us to see of the people who are dying in the specific areas that they want to attack. And we have to understand how big this problem is. In Egypt, the Christian population is about 6 to 18%. It's a very wide range because it's difficult to get accurate figures. Why is it difficult to get accurate figures? Because they have to do it in hiding. And let me give you an example of this. There's an article on Breitbart today. talking about how one of these Coptic Orthodox dioceses in Minya has had to cancel Easter celebrations because of the threats, the violence, but also over the mourning of all the attacks that happened there. And I think it's interesting when we look at this, they say, of course, this has been going on for quite some time. They've had 28 people now have been arrested for ties to the planning and the financing of these attacks. It's a very widespread persecution that's going on here. They say that this particular bombing that happened in Alexandria, the guy, as he was passing through the metal detector, you can see that just as I'm talking about that right there on the monitor. They have a metal detector set up to try to protect them from the terrorists who want to kill people in the churches. And so what does he do? And we've said this about the TSA metal detectors, how ineffective that is. You mass people together. There wasn't a big crowd of people at that metal detector at that moment, not as big as it would have been in an airport, but still killed a lot of people. Blew himself up as he was going through the metal detector. But here, you know, we talk about how many people there are that are Christians in Egypt. Here's one of the reasons why it's not easy to get a number on that. They point out that in a lot of the villages where they are afraid to actually have a building, a church where people can go, they have to keep a very low profile. And what they do is they go to a wall and they draw a cross on it, they hold their ceremonies, and then they run away. That's persecution. And that's what we need to remember this Easter as we're safely in our churches. And think about the fact, folks, that this can come to America if we don't wake up to what is happening with this massive migration. We create wars in Syria. We create regime changes in Syria, which creates chaos, war, and terrorism in those areas. And then we say we've got a refugee crisis that we created with our regime change policies, and we have to bring those people in. We have to import that chaos. We have to import that terrorism. That's the grand strategy. We need to wake up to that and cut it off at the source, regime change. We've seen it happen in Libya, and it's about to happen again in Syria. Now I want to go to Kaya Jones. She began her music career at a very young age as a classically trained violinist. She is one of the founding members of one of the most popular girl groups in history, the Pussycat Dolls. That was 2003 to 2005. She has had a very successful recording career since then. You can find her at KayaJones.com. Welcome, Kaya.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us your concerns about what's going on. You contacted us and said, this is something we really need to talk about, and we agree. We need to talk about what's going on in Egypt, especially this weekend. As you heard me say, they have had to cancel Easter services in one jurisdiction, and the other people are having to basically hide to even get together to worship.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this is an attack against the cross. Everyone needs to understand that. This is not an attack on just Christians. It's our doctrine. It's our belief in a whole being attacked. And so it's scary to watch the news continuously say things about our president, say things about what's going on in the world. And, you know, 2 minutes is shown of what's happening to Christians in Egypt. And it was just, you know, passed over. Luckily, Andre Soriano, who designed the Make America Great Again dress for Joy, he sent all of us this incredible video that was the truth of what happened inside of the church that killed 47. They're not sure if it's 45 or 47 from all the different reports.
Wow.
And it was someone then taking their phone because, you know, the feed had been cut. Mm-hmm. And now taking their phone saying, you need to see this.
Wow.
And how could you not respond? You know, in that moment to me, it was very clear that this is something's wrong when, you know, we're talking about a murderous mother in America who gets off, you know, out of her sentence and now has a reality show is the key topic. You know, and we're barely talking about Christians and what's going on. And that this is against our doctrine. This is not just Christians. This is the cross.
I think that's a very important point. You start out by saying this is an attack on the cross because Muslims see Jesus as a prophet. And so they say we honor Jesus and so forth and so on. What they hate is the cross. They hate what we celebrate here on Good Friday and on Easter Sunday. The fact that Jesus died and was raised again on the third day, that is the offense to them. And so that is why they are focusing on this particular time, especially. Now, this is not something that they only did. They did this again at Christmas. We had in the same general area in Egypt, they had about 30 people that were killed in an attack in the Sinai Peninsula. They've had hundreds of Christians have to flee to for safety out of that area. And, of course, there were two attacks that happened on Palm Sunday. But that's the core thing. They focus on these holidays that celebrate aspects of Jesus's life that they don't like, the doctrine that they don't like. So that's when they go out and kill people over doctrine. And that's what we have to understand, what is at the basis of this. And the other part of this is the fact that, as General Flynn has pointed out, this is not just a religious persecution. This is also a political and legal system. All of it is tied together. Everybody, all these liberals who hate any possible tie of church and state in our country, they're perfectly fine with mosque and state. And that's the amazing thing that really makes my head spin. The fact that they would embrace people like the LGBT community and then embrace this religion that throws them off the roofs. They would hate anything that smacks of religious expression in Christianity, but then they would embrace the people that Hillary Clinton had speak for her. I always called him Sharia Khan. I don't even remember his real name anymore, but the guy that she had introduce her is a guy who has been an advocate of Sharia law. It is a legal and political system. It is not just a doctrine. And they will kill you if they don't agree with your doctrine, but it is also a legal system.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the LGBT community is very near and dear to my heart. I've done so much work with them, and I don't think I would have much of a career if it hadn't been for the support I've received from them. At the same time, you know, all religion has offended or hurt or said things to the gay community. And so that's kind of their stance, is it's all in one. And I've had these discussions with many of my gay friends that have said, you know, but it's all in one. And I'm like, well, look, there are concentration camps going on right now, rounding up gay men. And what will be next? Gay women, gay sympathizers, Christians. I mean, Hitler didn't just start with, you know, the Jews in Germany. That was where he began, but that's not where he ended. You know, so where does it end? Where does it really end? And that's going on right now, you know, and people don't even know about it.
When you look at what's going on in Christianity, take the Westboro Baptist, for example, that is a microscopic fringe group that doesn't represent mainstream Christianity. Christians reject that. That is not Christian doctrine. They have absolutely no power. And yet, they don't have a problem with Saudi Arabia, where the government has religious police, where they are enacting Sharia punishment against LGBT people. They're our allies. And at the same time, we're told that we need to embrace Islam. I just don't get the doublethink that's going on there.
Oh, there's a lot of doublethink. I think the key thing is we have to keep talking about what's going on. In Chechnya, there are concentration camps going on right now. And that's what's happening to the gay community there. People need to understand this. People need to also know what's going on to Christians around the globe, or to anyone that is not okay with the faith that is coming against us. And I have a lot of Muslim friends. At this point, I ask, you need to speak up and speak out. If you're not okay with what's going on, if this is really the religion of peace, then you need to speak. We need to start talking, because what it's looking like is a bunch of people not speaking on what's going on, and also genociding their own people. It is crucial that we keep speaking on about it. It is crucial that we keep discussing and that we don't just shut the door on this narrative. This has been going on for a long time. Coptic Christians are so important to our doctrine. They were created in 42 AD. So this is 42 years after Christ. This is something that is important for us to understand. This is the beginning, and they're being demolished.
And we can see that as we look at the other ancient areas. You go through the Bible and you look at all the different churches that Paul wrote to. You know, they had very strong Christian populations. They're all Muslim now, and every trace of that culture, that civilization, those people has been eradicated. And that is what is really going on in Egypt. Islam is the essence of intolerance, and that's why, again, I get back to this doublethink. How can these people preach tolerance and yet embrace the most intolerant of religions, where everywhere that it is gone, they have eradicated everything. They shot up the face of the Sphinx because they don't like statues. I mean, it's not just Christian culture. It's every other culture. If they don't like the symbols, they destroy them, and then they build on top of them. One of the things I think that's interesting, Kaya, is a story from Breitbart that came out earlier in the week. And it was about a cartoon artist that worked at Marvel Comics, and he started interjecting Islamic references, but also political references. I think that's the key thing. This Indonesian comic artist, it was a new comic series called X-Men Gold, and he put in a featured a reference to the Quran that urges Muslims not to take Christians and Jews as allies. Whoever is an ally to them, the verse says, who among you, then indeed he is one of them. So in other words, you're with us or you're against us. Mm-hmm. And then as part of this, he also put up a protest against a political opponent who referred to the verse. Many Muslims saw this as an act of blasphemy because he pushed back against that. So they started these demonstrations on the 2nd of December last year. And so the number 212 has now become a symbol of political opposition to a guy in Indonesia who is actually tolerant of other religions. So now they want to get him out of office. They want him prosecuted for blasphemy in Indonesia. And he put these symbols inside a Marvel comic. Now, Marvel said, we don't have anything to do with it. They don't reflect the views of the writer, the editors, or anyone here. But then he got onto social media and started to confirm it. One of his other writers said, well, that's it.
Isn't that amazing? How social media works.
Right? Yeah. So we know that that's what he was doing. They caught him on it. They distanced themselves from it. But that's the subtlety with which they use this. It's in comic books. It's in your entertainment. And it's in politics, and when you push back against it, even if it's somebody that introduces Hillary Clinton, who is a proponent of Sharia law, we're told it's intolerant if we point that out.
It's not intolerant. We need to know as Christians and as Jews or as anyone who's a non-denomination that believes in and above, you can connect with God anywhere, any place. They can attack our churches, and we can connect with God anytime and any place. So they can have this, you know, this ideology to come against everything, if you will, anything that's of art or religion or freedom. And that, to me, is a very strong ideology. And we need to be careful with sympathizing with this, because this is not something that you can sympathize with. You cannot sympathize with anyone that is thinking it's okay to go into a holy space, you know. I might not believe in other religions because I am Christian, but I will tell you this. You do not denounce, you do not go into a church, a synagogue, a temple, or a mosque and cause problems. That is just, at what point have we crossed the line? And there is a line, and it has been crossed. And when are we going to do something about it and say something about it and start to show your crosses, start to wear them? If everyone's happy,
well, there was just an incident.
The hijab, we should be happy, as I am, to sport my cross, as we all should. If
this,
they're okay
this week,
with sporting the hijab, we should do the same.
Absolutely. This week, Kaya, you probably are familiar with this. In Australia, there was a young man who, and again, I think he was a Greek Orthodox, and he had a large cross, which is what they wear. And he was attacked in Australia at a public train station, subway station, something like that, by a gang of Muslim individuals who beat him, who removed his cross. His girlfriend tried to intervene. Two Muslim girls attacked her. And the most interesting thing about this, I think, is the fact that there were, I believe, five uniformed officers there on the platform who stood by and did nothing. And when people complained about that, they said, that's not my job, man. I'm here to stop people who are jumping over the turnstiles because they didn't pay a dollar to ride the subway or something. I'm not going to help anybody.
It's not your job or my job either to speak out on certain issues. I'm a singer. I, you know, also own a record company. I'm a performer. You know, I came out in support of Trump. But at this point, it doesn't matter whether you're a singer, you sweep the street, or you're a police officer. We need to know what's right and wrong. And right now, what's going on in the world is wrong. We cannot have this continue. It starts in one space and it moves. Had we stayed in the Middle East and not just pulled out, we would not have been in the situation where ISIS is now spread everywhere. I mean, I wish Trump had come along sooner, because I was so happy when I saw what he did. I was so happy.
Yeah, I just hope that he doesn't, you know, one of the things that's going on in Syria, of course, is Assad is one of the most secular governments that we've had there. There's been less persecution of Christians in that country before ISIS came in. There was less persecution there than anywhere else. And what I'm concerned about is that this is going to degenerate into a situation like we've had even in other places where the U.S. government has gone in, other countries where there used to be a Christian population. After our involvement, that went down to essentially zero. I hope that doesn't happen in Syria as well. I think the takeaway that we have to come away with this is that we don't turn into the picture of what we saw with these uniformed people on the platform. We have to do something. And so what can we do? We're not always there when somebody is being attacked. But we can show exactly what you're doing, what you're talking about. And the video that you're talking about, has that been passed around on social media, or was that shut down? Did they allow that to be passed around?
I passed it. It's actually on my page. I'll repost it if you'd like, and I'll attach you guys as well. I think the world needs to see it. I know you can't see it and unsee it, you know?
Once give us your social media. It. Give us your page where
Kaya
it is.
Jones, at Kaya Jones. At Twitter, at Kaya Jones. On my Instagram, Kaya's Music on Facebook, and Kaya Tube on YouTube. Or you can go to KayaJones.com, and they have it all there.
That's very important. That's something that people can do to stand with those who are being persecuted, who have to worship and hide, run and hide, who have to shut down their celebrations. That's something that you can do. Very important to do that. Thank you so much for talking to us, Kaya Jones.
Thank you for having me. Happy Good Friday.
Thank you. You too. KayaJones.com, and you can find her at Kaya Jones on Twitter to get that video. We'll be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I know
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I just got handed this article in Wired Magazine. Major leak suggests that the NSA was deep in the Middle East banking system. And, of course, we've seen Brennan, CIA, and others as really a lot of people have reported how close he is, that he's really a Muslim insider. There's been a lot of reports about that. I can't document that, but, boy, this is very, very, very interesting that the NSA, why is the NSA involved in any bank, let alone a Middle Eastern bank? That's an amazing headline. I want to go back to the news, and I want to talk about where we go now. How do we win something so that we don't lose big time in 2018, so that this reform movement isn't shut out? Before we go back to that, though, I just want to point out to you that we have the Easter mega special that we put in place at InfoWarsStore.com. Anywhere from 25 to 30% and more off of selected products. Let me give you some of the ones that are 25% off. Super Male, Super Female Vitality, both of those are 25% off. Our vitamin B12 formulation, Secret 12, 25% off. 25% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine from Deep Earth Sources. Those are all 25% off. 30% off Brain Force Plus and 33% off Caveman. We put that's an extended special that we've kept along with those other items that we put on sale for Easter. Remember, Caveman is, we call it Caveman because it's paleo nutrition. It's one of the key things in it is bone broth. But it's also got seven other primal superfoods that help support healthy muscles, fight free radicals. We have things like chaga mushrooms, turmeric root, bee pollen, along with that bone broth. A very effective paleo nutrition formulation that combines cutting-edge nutraceutical science with the ancient arts of nutrition. And that's what bone broth is about. And you can get that with it's got a great chocolate flavor, too, as well. You can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. 33% off. It sold off very quickly when we first introduced it. It's now back in stock, and it's at 33% off as well. All right, let's talk about what we do to move forward, because we've got this war going on within the House, between the House Freedom Caucus, the people who said, no, we campaigned and won on the principle of repeal. We're going to have repeal. And then you got the centrist group. They call them the Tuesday group. And, of course, the mainstream press is calling them centrists. No, they're statists, actually. Because what they're trying to do is they're trying to establish this. They don't want to remove it. They just want to manipulate it around the edges a little bit. And that is a prescription for disaster. Let's talk about how they manipulate us in the media, because we have a war of ideas. That's what's really going on, folks. And the battlefield is in Washington, D.C. The way they get the high ground in this battlefield is by choosing the terms that they talk about. And a good example of this is a story from NPR. And they have all these maps and graphics and metrics that talk about health insurance coverage. And they talk about, look at how many more people got coverage under ACA. And when you look through all these different charts, they don't talk about cost. You understand? They're talking about coverage, not cost. The whole thing was sold to us as affordable health insurance. They're not talking about that anymore, are they? This is the misdirection. So when they really want something that is universal and not affordable, and you can't have both, that's reality. Sorry, utopia is not an option. So they want universal. They want the government to run it. They call that single payer. They choose the term, just like they talk about, instead of illegal aliens, they call them undocumented aliens. No, actually, they're foreign citizens who are illegally trespassing, criminally trespassing in our country. But they call them undocumented immigrants. So now what they do is they want to focus us on coverage. If that's going to be our metric, we're going to lose this fight. We have to get back to a marketplace. That means we need repeal. Join us for our live broadcast, 3 to 5. Mike Cernovich is here in the studio. He's going to be joining them there. And tonight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for the InfoWars Nightly News.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.